Welcome to Front Range Focus. I'm Susan Witkin. My guest today is Joyce Alms Ransford. Joyce is the CEO of Archway Housing and Services. Archway Housing and Services was founded in 1995. It provides affordable housing for very low to moderate income families in the metro area and many services for those living in their housing. Archway Housing and Services is one of the most helpful and amazing organizations in the metro area and truly flies under the radar. We're going to learn a lot more about it today on Front Range Focus. Joyce, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susan.
How did Archway Housing and Services get started?
Well, it was the vision of four people who were members of separate United Church of Christ churches, which is the old Congregationalist Church.
Did these people just have a vision that this is what they wanted to do to help others in the community?
They did. It was important to them because they saw the need for shelter for homeless people all the way back then. They tried to help work on an initiative in Lakewood to get a shelter working, and that did not go forward. And so on advice from some other officials in Jefferson County, they were suggested to go forward to try to build affordable housing.
How many units do you guys all have?
Well, now we are up to 564 apartments and townhomes. We started with nothing and essentially worked our way up one property at a time.
With all of these units that you have, how many families and people live in your buildings?
Probably around 1,500 altogether. We have families that have one person, and we have families that have five or six. So it's down to, depending upon the unit and the community, how we serve and how many people live there.
Joyce Alms Ransford is my guest today on Front Range Focus. Joyce is the CEO of Archway Housing and Services. I'm Susan Witkin. Joyce, your organization provides affordable housing for very low to moderate income families in Metro Denver. What exactly defines affordable housing for those here in the metro area?
Well, it's a standard that is set by HUD, and essentially we follow along with the requirements that are set up to identify persons of income between 30 to 60% of the area median income. And all that means is people with incomes somewhere between, for a family of two, somewhere between $18,000 to about $55,000 a year.
Yeah, because every community is a little bit different. I mean, if you're living in the mountain areas, the affordable housing threshold will be different than this area, right?
That's right. In the mountain communities, it's more expensive to live, and the rents are a little bit higher, and so they try to tier the income range up a little bit.
Affordable housing is a conversation that's increasing significantly. You mentioned back in 1995 when this project, when Archway started, it really was just... Really, it's an infant stage because people really weren't thinking about the homeless. But now, housing prices continue to rise. Paychecks not increasing at the pace to keep up with housing prices. Did you ever expect Archway Housing and Services to be in such demand?
Well, I did. And the reason is I worked previously for a couple of housing authorities, as well as a national nonprofit that worked on affordable housing, and also the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless that started in the same fashion with just a few units and, you know, continued to build because they saw the biggest need for homeless people is housing.
So you saw this happening back then, and there's this need going on now. Do you see this organization that is always going to be like this, or can you ever decrease it, or will it just keep increasing?
Well, we hope to continue to increase it, and a lot of that has to do with the availability of funding to build.
Well, wait. I meant decrease the homelessness so that you can decrease the need for you all.
Well, there are efforts to decrease homelessness, and they focus on certain catchment groups, for example, veterans. And we do serve some veterans at some of our sites. There was an effort over the last few years to try to address homeless veterans with permanent supportive housing. There's also an effort, and this is these are HUD initiatives, so they're national, to try to help people who are experiencing chronic homelessness, which means they may have a disability or another issue that's causing them to be homeless. And so there's been a focus on trying to support and build housing, particularly for those folks. And there is some headway being made, not only here, but also across the country.
And you started to say that the affordable housing units will hopefully increase in the future.
That's right. Because there are so many people in Colorado, for example, it's a wonderful booming economy. And what that means is you can no longer afford to rent an apartment for less than, say, a two-bedroom is $1,200. And that really isn't truly affordable for somebody who's working full-time but maybe not making more than, you know, $20,000 a year.
This is Front Range Focus. I'm Susan Witkin, and my guest today is Joyce Alms Ransford. She's the CEO of Archway Housing and Services. Joyce, your organization integrates housing and supportive services. Let's talk about the supportive services. What do you provide for families?
Well, we have a variety of opportunities for families, and we focus most heavily on children because families who are working and they have gotten into our housing are often still at work when their children come home. And so this was a secondary vision that came out of the board years and years ago to try to address the fact that the children would be latchkey because our properties don't necessarily fall right next to a recreational center or Boys and Girls Club. So we try to fill that gap with homework help, recreational activities, and teaching some life skills like cooking for the children, and also service learning, which is giving back to the community, taking children to nursing homes to spend time there. We also have adult programs.
That's fantastic about the kids and the adults. Let's continue with the kids for a moment.
Sure.
What do they do during the summertime since those hours are not taken up by school?
We also have a summer program that we focus on trying to hit the center of the day so kids have a snack and their parents know they're well taken care of. We also take kids out on events to we took them horseback riding not long ago, which is a rare opportunity for children who have very limited resources. We also took 50 kids and another 20 adults to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. These are kinds of things that they aren't going to get a chance to have happen for them.
We're going to talk about how you can pay for those types of things in just a few minutes, but let's continue to talk about the services that you now offer for adults.
Yes. When we realized that adults also would like to have some help in different areas, we started with the food bank, and we call it marketplace, so that it doesn't have that same kind of connotation. Because many families working very hard still need food supplementation. So we do that not only for the after-school kids, a healthy snack, but we also, two times a week, provide food that we are getting from the Food Bank of the Rockies.
Which is an amazing organization unto itself. So you really work collaboratively with some of the other nonprofits, some of the other organizations in the metro area, so that you can help these folks.
Right, right. There are Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We also work with a variety of community organizations that are able to teach kids helpful skills like how to hang on to little bits of money that they get for babysitting and those kinds of things. We want to teach them practical opportunities.
Yeah, real life skills. This is Front Range Focus. I'm Susan Witkin. My guest today is Joyce Alms Ransford. She's the CEO of Archway Housing and Services. Joyce, when it comes to breaking the cycle of low income and getting people to be more financially fit, Archway Housing and Services, is that one of your key focuses?
It is. And how we do that is, first of all, having affordable rents. and we're able to keep the rents down because we take advantage of some federal funds called low-income housing tax credits to help us write down the cost of building. But we also have opportunities and staff that we pay to work not only with the children, but the adults, teaching them computer skills in some of our locations, English as a second language, and some career assistance, helping them write resumes. Because having a low rent, if you're not able to continue to move forward, you don't have the opportunity to build wealth and retain it and move on to a better life.
Exactly. And you mentioned you taught children how to hang on to the bits of money that they're earning. How about financial classes for adults?
Yes, we have those available for folks, but many of the folks we work with are pretty savvy. It's just that they don't have necessarily opportunities to expand. So we want to make sure that we're supportive, but we're not trying to give them an issue where they think less of themselves. Mm-hmm. If they need something, we want to provide it. Exercise classes, some parenting assistance, but basically we want to support them and not give them the idea that we think that they, you know, are not able to take care of their own lives.
Joyce Alms Ransford is the CEO of Archway Housing and Services. This is Front Range Focus. I'm Susan Witkin. Joyce, if someone wants to help with their time or their money, what can people do for you?
Oh, it'd be wonderful if people check our website, which is www.archwayhousing.org. But we have their volunteer opportunities. We also have a secure donation site through Black Tie Colorado. But we also have an annual fundraiser. And this year, we're sponsoring a concert for the singer Carrie Newcomer. And she'll be at the First Plymouth Congregational Church, which is at Hampton and Colorado Boulevard, on October 27th. And this will be our opportunity to generate additional cash for those programs.
And what if folks need your help who are listening to this? How do they get in touch with you? The same website, archwayhousing.org?
Absolutely. The same website. It shows the locations where we have housing, which are not only through the metro area in Denver, but we've now expanded and purchased a site in the last few months in Fountain, Colorado, which is south of Colorado Springs. So all they have to do is check the website and see the location there. There are phone numbers to contact the sites, ask about waiting lists. There's also an online application that people can fill out.
If there are businesses that want to help out, is that encouraged, and how do they do it?
Absolutely. We encourage businesses to help us by being sponsors of our fundraiser or give us some incentive discounts for our families. But essentially, we could use connections with churches, with businesses, other entities like donations from Walmart. We look for anything, and we are very grateful for everything we have the opportunity to have it come our way.
And essentially things also that maybe the kids can go to as well.
Absolutely. We do have a membership with something called Art Reach, which provides free tickets for families, but sometimes those tickets to the circus or the zoo have a cost associated. So essentially, any donations that come through can be specified for a specific program or for general operating use for our family services.
It's amazing. You guys are doing such a phenomenal job. I can't thank you enough for being our guest today on Front Range Focus.
Thank you, Susan.
This is Front Range Focus. My guest today has been Joyce Alms Ransford. She's the CEO of Archway Housing and Services. You can get in touch with them at archwayhousing.org. I'm Susan Witkin.